Loa.
Alana kicked the hatch, then stepped back and nearly tripped over her pet Nexu, Angie. She braced a hand on the wall and caught herself, then wiped the hair out of her eyes, inadvertently smearing her brow with grease, dust, and a whole bunch of other stuff she really didn't want to think about.
Someone welded this one close too.
Angie began to scratch at the base of the door, and a soft rumble sounded behind Alana. A deep voice suggesting in its native Ramoan that maybe little girls shouldn't use words like Bloa. Alana spun around and shone her glow rod up into the big green face of her best friend, Basil Warv.
I'm not a little girl, Barv, she said. I'm a famous xenoarchaeologist exploring a 25,000-year-old temple.
Basil rumbled again, offering the opinion that smart women like famous xenoarchaeologists probably didn't use words like Bloa either.
Probably not,
Alana admitted.
At least not when someone's listening.
She consulted her datapad again, then swung the glow rod back and checked the hatch number.
But that door isn't supposed to be secured like this. You better use your lightsaber to cut it open.
Alana ran the glow rod along the edge of the hatch, illuminating the silvery smears of two welds. Basil shook his head and said the welds looked fresh, which meant someone had probably sealed the hatch for good reason.
Then why didn't they enter it on the temple maintenance log?
Alana held the datapad above her head for the huge Ramoan to inspect. He peered at it for a moment, then suggested that whoever had done the work had just forgotten to file a report. Alana sighed and lowered the datapad.
Look, Barv, it's going to take an hour to go back around. That means I'll be in trouble, and you won't be there when they let Valen and Gisela out of Carbonite.
When Basil didn't have anything to say to that, Alana looked up from the corner of her eye and added,
And you do want to be there, don't you? I mean, while everyone else got to break into the detention center, you were stuck watching me and Angie.
Basil interrupted, informing her that guarding her and Angie was the most important job in the whole plan. Leia and Taren had told him that 3 times, each.
Yeah, sure,
Alana said.
But you and Yakiel are part of the unit. That means you've got to be there, right?
Basil sighed, then used a big hand to pull her behind him, asked her to hold Angie, and ignited his lightsaber. 2 minutes later, the hatch was open, and the most awful odor Alana had ever smelled was coming from inside. Angie, of course, bounced straight through the opening.
Stang!
Alana gasped.
What is this, poodoo?
This time, Basil did not complain about her language. He simply shook his head and asked if she wanted to go around now. Alana considered this a moment, then checked her chrono.
Can't,
she said.
We're already going to be late.
Basil was afraid of that. He switched on his own glow rod, then took a deep breath and stepped through the hatchway into a small, hot, humid chamber. He paused a moment, checking the place with the force, then informed Alana that there was someone inside.
Who?
She stepped around his massive thigh and, shining her glow rod ahead of her, led the way forward.
Hello?
Something sissed ahead, then clattered, and Angie gave an inquisitive mewl. A moment later, Alana's glow rod fell on a wall of tiny rodent bones as tall as she was. She could tell that they were rodent bones because a lot of the little bodies still had their heads, and a few had pieces of fur. Angie was eating one. Alana stopped in her tracks. Without turning around, she asked softly,
Barv? Do you see that?
He asked if she meant the nest.
The nest?
She repeated.
That can't be a...
Alana let her sentence trail off as the bones began to clatter and rustle in front of her. Angie gave a startled yowl and sprang away. Alana backed up and ran straight into Basil's shoulder-sized knee. A moment later, 4 big, scaly heads popped out of the bones, glaring at her with slit-pupiled eyes. Angie hissed and went to hide behind Basil.
Tassar?
Alana gasped.
Doherty?
And Willem and Zal,
Zal added.
Amelia?
Tassar sounded as surprised as Alana was. He glared at Basil, then demanded,
"How did you find us?"
Basil started into a long, nervous explanation about trying to teach Alana how to read building schematics by exploring the sub-basements of the temple. Alana waved him silent, then said simply,
"We didn't mean to. We were just exploring."
"Exploring?"
Tassar hissed.
"Our hunting grounds?"
"You didn't tell anyone they were yours,"
Alana objected.
"You just disappeared."
As she spoke, Tassar and the other three Barrowbells slithered out of the nest, leaving several small cavities through which Alana glimpsed a clutch of large spotted orbs.
"Hey, those are eggs!"
Alana looked up at Tassar, then asked,
"Did you guys lay them?"
It was clearly the wrong thing to ask. In the blink of an eye, three of the Barrowbells had their lightsabers ignited and stood surrounding her and Basil, who had the good sense to keep his own blade deactivated. The fourth, Zal, had Angie by the scruff of her neck, ignoring the infuriated Nexu's clawless attempts to rake apart the arm that was holding her.
"Now you have done it,"
Doherty informed her. Alana looked from Tassar to Doherty, but a Barrowbell was pretty much a Barrowbell. The females looked just as ferocious as the males.
Is there any chance what I did is a good thing?"
"Maybe."
Willem thumped his tail, scattering tiny rodent bones everywhere.
"It depends how you look at it."
Basil rumbled a question, asking what Willem meant by that, but the Barrowbells did not understand Ramoan, so they just narrowed their eyes and looked like they might be thinking about eating him. Alana turned back to Tassar.
"Depends on how I look at what exactly?"
"Spending the next 2 months down here,"
Tassar informed her.
"Now that you have seen the nest and the eggs,"
Tassar added,
"you must stay for the hatch.